This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Supreme Court has ruled that a trio of abortion restrictions passed by Republican lawmakers in 2021 are unconstitutional, concluding a years-long legal challenge brought by healthcare providers and reproductive rights supporters. If allowed to take effect, the bills would have curtailed abortions after 20 weeks, added restrictions to medication abortions, and required providers to offer patients to view an ultrasound and listen to a fetal heartbeat before filling out a state written form about their decision. Planned Parenthood of Montana sued to block the legislation from taking effect soon after Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed the bills into law. They have been sidelined in court since 2021. Six justices on the court agreed with a state district court ruling from 2024, finding that the laws impermissibly infringed on Montana's constitutional right to privacy. Justice Jim Rice was the lone dissenting voice on the court, writing in his own 30-page conclusion that Montana's foundational abortion rights ruling deserved to be relegated to the dustbin of history, but stopped short of calling for it to be overturned on legal grounds. The Monday ruling considered the legal issues based on the current version of the Montana Constitution, noting that the additional abortion rights protections approved by voters in 2024 take effect July 1st. In the majority opinion, penned by Justice Beth Baker, the court opined that protections for procreative autonomy, including pre-viability abortions, are included within the state's right to privacy, which the justices said was construed broadly by delegates during the state's 1972 Constitutional Convention. The ruling reaffirmed the court's cornerstone 1999 ruling, Armstrong v. State, which originally protected the right to terminate a pre-viability pregnancy in Montana. The court defended the fact that Armstrong did not define viability by the gestational age of a fetus, reiterating that viability is a medical determination that should be made on a case-by-case basis. By that standard, the Monday ruling reasoned that the state could not enforce the legislature's 20-week restriction. The government, whether through the legislature or the courts, has no role in proclaiming when a fetus is viable over the judgment of a medical provider working with an individual to make private, autonomous decisions about their own health. A fixed gestational age that does not allow a provider's case-specific determination fails to ensure that the government does not interfere with an individual's private medical decisions, the court wrote. The majority of justices also maintained that the viability standard correctly balanced the rights of a fetus and a pregnant person. Until a fetus is viable and able to survive outside the womb, the right of personal autonomy belongs to the person on whose body the fetus depends, the court found. In contrast, we find no legal authority for the idea that the state's interest in preserving fetal life or the fetus's right to life takes precedence over all constitutional protections and dignities of the mother. Montana State University's 2025 Agricultural Field Day series will kick off on Wednesday, June 18th, and continue throughout the summer to Thursday, August 28th. The annual event, hosted by the College of Agriculture and the Montana Agricultural Experiment Station, is a series which includes events at two campus farms in Bozeman and all seven university research centers. All field days are free and open to the public, and each event includes a meal. More information can be found online at agresearch.montana.edu/fielddays. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.